Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Seventh Sense podcast with me, Edna Njeri.
And me, Eugene Yashaga.
So today we're continuing with our series on emotions. And before we get into today's emotion, let's start with a check-in. How have you been?
I've been good.
How's your week?
My week was... Sorry, I can't. I think we can scratch that and we can just go ahead and tell them why you're angry right now.
So the theme of today's topic is anger. And right now I'm angry because it is 20 minutes past midnight. We just recorded this entire episode, beginning to end. But unfortunately, someone forgot to press record on the video, so now we have to restart.
But at least, like, it works. Now, you see, the theme is anger. So now at least you're able to get and dig deep and then tell us really where is it coming from.
It's coming from my time being wasted.
Sorry, same here.
Same here?
Same here. Even my time was wasted.
Okay. So let's start again now with the check-in, now that we've addressed the energy and the elephant in the room. So how was your week? How have you been?
I've been good. My week was fulfilling. It was, I think, fulfilling and just a little bit more like eye-opening when it comes to work-related things and where you can take your career. Yeah.
Dope.
How about you?
My week was kind of weird because Monday wasn't a real Monday, so I feel like I started the week weirdly. But towards the end, I think things picked up and I was able to reset. And it's a new month, so I feel hopeful.
Are you excited that Batman is out?
Yeah, I am excited. I want to see it because I've seen like mixed reviews.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes with Twitter, it's hard to tell because there's just a lot of haters on Twitter. Okay. So you can't. But I've also seen a lot of praise for it. So
cool.
I want to see it. I want to, yeah.
Okay.
What's our plan? So, as we mentioned earlier, the topic or the emotion of the day is anger. No, I don't want to say it like that. The emotion we're discussing in today's episode is anger. So, we're going to start off, as always, with the definition. And anger, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, is a strong feeling of displeasure and usually of antagonism. Also, a threatening or violent appearance or state.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think of when I think of anger. Associations, color.
Crimson, red.
Red, exactly. Same. Yeah. Red, anger, violence. Yeah.
Red. I think, yeah, for me, just red is when it comes to mind.
Yeah. Situation. Road rage. Witnessing road rage.
UFC, like anybody fighting, for me, is always.
That's
I'm
like
thinking.
An angry sport.
Yeah.
Song.
Anything by Eminem.
Wait, actually, I thought of a situation that makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
So, something I see online that pisses me off. Trigger warning. Essay. Sexual abuse trigger warning. Mm. Rape apologists online.
Okay.
I'm usually just like, what? You are bottom of the barrel. Like, that makes me angry.
Yeah.
You think that that is even an opinion to have, let alone post and like, that makes me angry. I just thought of that situation. Anyway, song.
Yeah, that has caught me off.
I can see. Song, Mad by Solange.
Anything by Eminem again. Yeah.
Movie or TV show?
Movie Inside Out. Yeah.
Movie The Hunger Games and the concept of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Even just the concept of the games and just that whole, it makes me angry.
TV show?
I didn't have one. Alias memory. Mine was being pushed on the playground in primary school and then the person who did it pretending they didn't do it and they were the only person next to me. And I was angry because I remember just being like, but you get to continue playing and now I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Why did you push me, you know? Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a friend in primary school came with like a can that sprays... like a fart smell but actually stinks. When he sprayed it on me, I was just like, yo, I thought we're cool, this is fucked up. So first understanding of like anger, I want to say. So maybe class 3, 4.
I want to say around the same for me too.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was young enough to, I was still playing.
Mm.
Okay, so the questions. What brings you that emotion? What makes you angry? I'm not a very angry person, I would say.
Yeah.
So.
You're not.
I think something that makes me angry is when I feel used or taken advantage of. That could be in a friendship or in any dynamic that's supposed to be cooperative but is actually not turning out to be mutually cooperative. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when my opinion is not respected, that kind of gets me angry. Yeah. I feel like I'm allowed to have my own point of view.
Something else for me, sometimes I feel angry at past versions of myself. I think back to situation, I'm like, you were so naive. Why did you do that? And you knew better, but you didn't do that.
Okay. I think seeing maybe, I don't want to say subordinates, but when the less fortunate people are treated differently or like people are looking down upon them, when just seeing, when they're treated like that, I always feel some type of anger towards the person who's treating them like that. Even just like people who treat like their house helps. Just
yeah,
funny.
It's so weird. Like
that normally
kind of
gets me angry.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Something else for me, I think, is social injustice, and an example being the extrajudicial killings by the police. Because I'm like, the police are there to help you, but instead, they literally kill you for no reason, and that definitely makes me angry. Especially when it's like young kids. I mean, anyone really, but like when it's young kids,
yeah,
you remember when first
yeah.
when curfew started and then the kid, I think it's
well, sure, like
Yasin,
from a balcony, yeah.
So unfortunate.
I think some, okay, now I'm feeling away because mine kind of sound maybe a bit petty, but like when a jab cuts me off, like just merges onto the road without indicating anything.
Yeah, it's very disrespectful.
That?
Yeah.
That, yeah. I think of that grinds my gears from Ship in the Big City. The guy used to come at the end and just rants about something.
Yeah. Okay. How often do you experience anger?
Not often.
Same, not often.
Rarely.
Like, I'd have to be triggered by something.
I think you must have, like, really pushed my buttons for me, like, to be angry.
Very few times in a year, for sure. What do you think about anger?
I think allow yourself to experience and feel, but also at the same time is understand that things done out of anger, as with everything, you can't like take it back, but I feel like certain things you need to take time and take a step back to understand, okay, fine, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? And if I say or do this thing, well, am I going to regret it? If tomorrow I'm still feeling away about it, then yeah, maybe explore it a bit more. But it's not something to act upon in the moment of you feeling it, I think.
I think anger is valid. That's something I think about it. I think it's valid. I also think it can teach you a lot about yourself.
Yes.
I think sometimes your anger can tell you more about decisions you need to make.
Okay.
Or what you need more of. If a situation is making you angry, there might be something you need to do to prevent that from repeating.
Okay.
So it might point you to a decision you need to make.
Yeah.
It might point you to the areas where you're feeling you need more of. Maybe the you're not getting enough and that's making you angry.
Mm.
I also think everyone needs to and has the responsibility of learning how to process their anger. Do you need space? Do you need to talk it out? I think you need to have the time to figure out this is what works for me. This is the healthiest way for me to deal with my anger.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those emotions. Someone can get away by just saying, oh, you know, I said or did this because I was angry.
No, we can't normalize that.
One. And then number two, it's just being accountable and taking responsibility for your own actions and deeds. And not blame it on the emotion.
Yeah.
Because from what you've said, I'm starting to wonder or just think, yes, it's valid for me to feel anger, but how many people have the maturity or the clarity on just like try and process anger from a good perspective? You know what I mean? I picture like drumming. For like a drummer, if you're able to channel your anger, you're really able to do what you need to do on those drums. Same thing like with a swimmer. Any sport, I feel like you're able to channel. So I think, yeah, just understanding how do I clear my body of anger is one way. Like, it can be an excuse.
Yeah, it can be an excuse for sure. Yeah. So I think tied into that, communicating while you're angry is essential. In terms of, like, I love the thing where which we do when it's like, do you want to vent or do you want a solution?
Yeah.
That type of communication really helps when you're angry, because sometimes when you're angry, you don't want advice, you don't want opinions, you don't want
just leave me.
You just want me to vent. You just want to have a space to vent and let it out. or even just the space to communicate, this is how I feel, mm-hmm. even if it's not the reality. You know how sometimes you can feel something, like, I feel like you're doing this and it's making me feel like this, but that's not what they're doing, but it's how you feel.
How you're understanding their actions or whatever, how yeah. you're interpreting it.
Yeah, okay, how you cool. yeah, interpretation.
Yeah.
I think interpretation leaves a lot of room for misunderstanding. And I think even in those situations where you've misunderstood or misinterpreted what the intentions are to you, I think it's still important to have that space to say, this is how this thing is making me feel.
I think, yeah, communication is key. When it comes to expressing and understanding someone's anger, I think, yeah, communication is pivotal.
Even if it's not your perspective, just giving yeah. them that space to say, this is how it's making me feel.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be your intention, but understanding what it's making them feel is how yeah. you can resolve the whole thing. Okay. Next question. How do you create that space for yourself or others as needed? So how do you deal with anger for yourself or when people around you?
I isolate, so.
Same. I want to be left alone. I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Only to very specific people, if any.
Yeah. I'd rather just keep to myself because I don't know. Goes back to that thing. I can't take back anything I say or do. So let me just have space to really understand what's going on and how will I respond differently and just in a more healthier way.
Something else for me, journaling.
Mm.
Sometimes even it's just helped me see. This is not really a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes it's your mind can really get. Okay, my mind. I tend to be an overthinker.
Okay.
So I can pick on one thought and magnify it.
Okay.
And then when I journal and I actually sit down and take a moment to just walk through my thoughts, it's like, oh, it's not a big deal. So sometimes even I just okay. get over it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'm able to like just understand it a bit better.
Okay.
So journaling, and then also if it's possible, addressing the issue. And I'm thankful for that because that was like something I realized I grew in. Because previously I feel like I would let situations just happen and just take it for what it was and not even say how it made me feel. Because even for my circle right now, I feel like we are in the space where we can address things when they come up, and I think that's good. I'm proud of that.
Okay.
Being able to just talk through things in real time and then move on, and it doesn't have to like affect the whole
be a
vibe.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You for yourself, you just isolate.
I think you just isolate.
Okay. And what about others?
I give them their space.
Same.
Yeah.
I like to be left alone. So I'll leave you alone. Space, I'll check back in later.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think you know people, so you know who.
Response to being given the attention then, or just being given the space to process and everything.
Yeah. Giving advice where asked. Specifically where asked. Because I think when someone's angry, it's not the time to be giving your opinions and recommendations.
Yeah.
I remember it was like last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about something and like it was stressing you out, and I was there giving my advice, and you were like, I don't need this right now.
It's not now.
So giving advice where asked. Also hearing them out.
I don't know how to deal with anger because I don't think I've been around people who are angry and thus have learned how to really deal with people.
Same.
I don't know. I just like I give you your space.
It just makes me panic a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I give you your space.
Especially people who are like, they get angry and they yell. I'm like,
Or get physical. You know, the route
so
it can go.
Yeah.
It's just, so okay. I feel like yeah, I'm not really at it so experienced with the emotion itself.
Okay, based on the discussion, what word do you associate with anger?
Release. Thing like a pressure cooker. Just all that hot air has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So just
I really
release.
Like that.
Yeah.
I would say time and resolution. So resolution in terms of what do you want to do about it? Because when I was looking at it, like anger, it's not something you want to hold like or aspire to have. So I was like, what like motions do you go through to move past that? That was my how I answered this question. And so for resolution, I was like, what do you want to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to get out of it. And another way is through time. Over time, the anger always becomes less.
That's
like
enough.
It's rare that it'll be something that you're angry about for 2 months. Like what?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So time and resolution are the things that I think get you
like
through
this.
Anger.
I like this too.
So yeah, this was a quick discussion. Well, actually, it wasn't because we recorded this entire episode and now we're recording it for the second time.
But at least
it's done. So that was it for this episode, guys. We didn't have that much about anger, but we still wanted to share on it because it's a human, it's a common
it's
human
us.
Emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. I like what you said. It's a valid emotion.
It is valid,
yeah. Yeah, I like that bit.
Yeah, but even if it's valid, it's how you let it out the matters. Levels, you are accountable for it. Yeah. I think that's it for the episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please leave us a rating wherever you're listening. Please make sure you're subscribed. We have 3 more episodes to go on emotions, and we hope you'll be here to listen.
Thank you guys so much. Connect with us on our socials, leave any comments, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
See ya.
Peace.